From 54, from
to
beginning 54 to, I mean, I was arranged for 2 years, and then I was still sent for 3 or 4 months to Chicago, where the ITT had planned to study transistor applications, because it was just the beginning of the transistor. And then I returned to the company in Belgium. But Milevich had left the company by that time. He wasn't with the company anymore. This ITT company in Belgium had actually developed a computer for the Belgian government, so which there was financed by the Belgian government, and it was a single piece, so not more than that. It was the first computer built on the European continent or in Europe after the war. I'm not so sure if it was really correct, because, as you know, Zuse in Germany had these computers during the war already, and also started right after the war. That is, I don't want to go into these aspects. Whatever it was one of the very first computers. That is no question about. And Milevich, he was the head of this transmission lab, so for the carrier telephony, transmission lab they called it. But he was also involved with the development of that computer because of his brilliance. They had associated him also with his computer development. And Mannebach was assigned by the Belgian government research organization to supervise the development of that computer from the applications point of view, so to speak, as a physicist and so on, so people who would want to make use of such a computer and so on. That is how there's link between my own career and this. I was not involved with this kind of thing. But I got then involved with this kind of technology in America. Although was this one in Antwerp was not a these gas filled tubes. It was a different technology they used. When that computer was finished, the Belgian government set up a company to operate that computer. I mean, that is the capability of that computer was far below a simple PC today. And so on, but it was the central Belgian computer at the time. There was only that one. And Milevich was put in charge of operating that computer. And that's why he had left the company. So I have been working with him just a little over 2 years, in fact, before I went to America. And then I took, I was put in charge of the filter developments at the time, which is signal processing. That is the point. I mean, that is, what's called analog signal processing. But it's filters, amplifiers, equalizers, modulators, they're all signal processing